Blessings, everybody, and this is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In a previous episode, we began looking at the first part of chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, when David and his men had come back home to Ziklag, only to find out that the Amalekites had raided it, had burned the town, and had carried all their women and children off captive. They were grieving. They wept. They could cry no more. David's men were turned against him. They were talking about stoning him. And so David was really distressed, and he went before the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. And remember what he said. He says, "Shall I pursue them?" And the Lord said, "Pursue." And David said, "Shall I overtake them?" And the Lord said, "You will surely overtake them." And then the Lord said this, "And you will surely rescue all." So David knew that they were to pursue. He knew that they were going to overtake. He knew that they'd be victorious. And he knew that everything that they thought that they had lost would be rescued. Now let's pick up verse 9. So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those left behind remained. Remember when David went off with the Philistines, he left a couple of hundred men behind with the luggage. Well, now they go back to where they were. Verse 10. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 who were too exhausted to cross the brook Besor remained behind. So I'm assuming that half that 400 he had originally were just exhausted and wiped out. The 200 that had been staying with the baggage, they went with David, and the other 200 stayed there behind. This becomes important later on in the story here. So, verse 11. Now they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he ate, and they provided him water to drink. Verse 12. They gave him a piece of fig cake and two clusters of raisins, and he ate. Then his spirit revived, for he had not eaten bread or drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Okay, so they find this Egyptian, and he's out in the field, and he's not out there plowing. We're about to find out exactly what's going on. But he had not eaten, and he had not drunk any water in 3 days. That's the reason they're giving sustenance, to revive his spirit, to revive him physically. Then verse 13, David said to him, to the Egyptian, "To whom do you belong, and where are you from?" And he said, "I am a young man of Egypt, a servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind when I fell sick 3 days ago." And you go, oh, okay, we see what's going on here. So this young guy is a slave. He's a servant of an Amalekite, one of the raiders. And this guy becomes sick. And the master thought so little of him, he just left him behind. He fell sick 3 days ago. He left him behind, probably with the assumption that he was going to die, because he didn't leave any food with him. He didn't leave any water with him, because we just read it. He hadn't eaten in 3 days. He hadn't drunk in 3 days. So he said, "I fell sick. They left me behind." Verse 14. "We made a raid on the Negev of the Cherethites, and on that which belongs to Judah, and on the Negev of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire." So he's telling what these Amalekites had done, the pattern, what they'd been going through. Verse 15. Then David said to him, "Will you bring me down to this band?" In other words, do you know where they are? Will you lead us to this group that's doing this? Well, this Egyptian is a shrewd guy, okay? He did exactly what we do. And he says, "Swear to me by God that you will not kill me or deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to this band." So he says, "Will you please promise by God?" That's interesting. Is he talking about his God? Is he talking about David's God? Are they both the same God? I think this is one of these just many, 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 many little hints you get in Scripture of what we see in Romans 1, that all mankind is aware and knows that there is one Most High God. Where does that awareness come from? How do we know that? Because the Lord has placed it within every human. So he says, "Will you swear to me that you won't kill me, but also I don't want you to deliver me back into the hands of my master. I don't want you to do either one. If you won't do either one of these things, then I'll bring you down to this band. Now notice he didn't say, set me free. He didn't say, let me go. You know, if it required that he be the servant of David, well, that's fine too. Probably a better life for him instead of hanging out in the desert with no food, no water. So verse 16, when he brought him down, so David must have agreed to this. When he brought him down, behold, they were spread over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. So they had raided David's people, the land of Judah, but also raided the Philistines here. And what are they doing? They are partying hardy. They're eating, they're drinking, they're dancing because of the great spoil. The great spoil, verse 17. David slaughtered them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Twilight, that would be like what? And biblically speaking, it's like 3 to 6 o'clock at night. Until the evening of the next day, 24 hours they go at it. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled, which gives you an idea that there's a lot of men involved with this thing. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken and rescued his two wives. But nothing of theirs was missing, whether small or great, sons or daughter, spoil or anything that had been taken for themselves. David brought it all back. So David, I'm going to stop right there. We'll pick up the next episode, the next part. So what did David get back? Exactly what God said, that nothing would be lost. Everything would be rescued. Not only the sons and daughters, not only the wives, but small things, great things, the spoil, whatever it was that the Amalekites were celebrating that they now had, it was all saved. And David rescued it all. So many things, even from a typological point of view right here, of in a lot of ways, David is a foreshadowing of the Messiah yet to come. That kind of thing. A lot of stuff to be seen right here. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.